This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. So the darling of the Democratic Party, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is teaming with another Democrat, Senator Ed Markey, and is poised to introduce their new Green Deal. Well, the crux of this idea is that America will be using 100% green energy within 10 years. Now, never mind that experts in the energy field flatly point out that it's physically impossible to achieve this goal. Nope. She's going to drive this through anyway with a price tag of $7 trillion. That's right, $7 trillion. Can you imagine what the price of your electricity is going to be under that plan? It would be absolutely horrendous. Next, we have our erstwhile Governor Kate Brown. Along with the Senate and House Democratic leaders, they are putting the finishing touches on their carbon tax plan. Now, I thought it was interesting that after all the talk of unity from Governor Brown, this plan has been exclusively prepared by her and the Democratic leadership without any involvement whatsoever from Senate or House Republicans. I guess that's what she meant by unity. Keep the Republicans out of any discussions and they'll achieve unity. Go figure. Anyway, the proposed new carbon tax plan will impose heavy expenditures on our manufacturing sector to further cut their carbon footprint. If they don't, well, pay up. They'll have to buy carbon credits from other industries that meet the carbon footprint requirement. And I'm sure those credits will be fairly priced. So in light of the hysteria over going green and making America utilize 100% renewable energy sources, we're in the process of tearing down 4 hydropower dams on the Klamath River. What? Kind of makes your head snap around, doesn't it? Hydropower is the epitome of green energy. Why in heaven's name would you want to remove 4 fully functional, 100% green energy producing dams when all we hear is that we need to be a 100% green energy nation? It simply makes no sense. Oh yeah, save the salmon, the official chant of rabid environmentalists everywhere. Evidently, they don't subscribe to the idea of clean and green 100% hydropower. Sure, Pacific Power doesn't want to spend money upgrading the dams by installing new fish ladders and better technology, but so what? Let's circle back around to the Democrats in Washington talking $7 trillion for a Green New Deal. Why not take a tiny fraction of that amount and upgrade these dams and get another 50 years of cheap green power? There is no excuse. The government should put their money where their mouth is and take over the dams and bring them up to today's standards and reap the green power benefits. But instead, I'm sure they'll bend to the will of environmentalists and tear out these existing dams. Then they'll turn around and spend millions and millions and millions of your dollars finding an alternate energy source to replace the green power already generated by these dams. Sound exactly like a government operation, doesn't it? Oh yeah, save the salmon. Well, think about this. Your green electric bill will soon be so expensive you can't afford to use it. And you can't build a fire because of wood smoke and the EPA. And don't even think about charcoal or wood pellets. So do you enjoy raw salmon? This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.